How does chaos express itself in a church or even in a Christian's life? Judges chapter 2 gives us a pretty clear answer. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are walking through the book of Judges. Notice with me Judges chapter 2 verse 11. It says, "The people did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals." Verse 13 gets even more specific, where it says that they served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. In that part of the world at that time, the god known as Baal was believed to be in charge of rain and fertility. He was believed to make the crops grow, the livestock multiply, and the family grow when he, Baal, hooked up with the female goddess Ashtaroth. But the way this happened was not by people just sitting back and waiting for it to happen. The people of the land believed that Baal and Ashtaroth needed to be enticed and encouraged into this action. So a farmer who needed it to rain so his crops could grow, would go to the high place of worship, consort with a temple prostitute in hopes that Baal would be enticed and do the same with Ashtaroth, and that would produce rain. That's just how it happened in that land at that time. And in those days, it was believed that gods were territorial. So a god of a certain land or a certain region may not be the god of a different land or a different region. So for whatever reason, the Israelites decided that the worship of the Baal and the Ashtaroth was better for them than worship and serving Yahweh, since after all, they were in that particular land. They fell right into the practices of the culture around them. They adopted their forms of worship, which were completely immoral. They traded in the truth for a lie. But here's the deal. They were just doing what was the norm of that society. They had no clue that they were in a chaotic situation because it looked just like the norm. They just fell in line with everyone else around them. There was no identifiable distinction between themselves and the pagan. If you have the same value system as the culture, the same attitude as the culture, the same desires as the world, the same hopes and dreams for your children as the world, the same purpose in life as the world, then whether you realize it or not, you're in a chaotic lifestyle. You are worshiping what the world worships, bowing down at the same altars of success, wealth, and comfort. Perhaps that generation underestimated the pull and power of culture. They were not equipped with the tools for fighting. They saw the lure and the lights of culture around them, and they would not resist. Don't underestimate the power and pull of culture, but don't think it's impossible to resist either. Jesus overcame every temptation to the uttermost, and his spirit lives within the believer. And by his power and obedience to his word, we can resist the power and the pull of the culture around us and live according to a better and greater desires, hopes, and confidences as we walk with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please remember Jesse Hales and his family, our missionaries in Round Rock, Texas. Also, remember the More A Life Word broadcast heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.